ever catch back up. Justin Akery, joined by Randy Dixon of the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History. And we're also joined by Matt Stell, who has a new album out called A River Through It. And speaking of oral history, I'm sure it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to listening to it.
We like it. I tried my best.
Well, that's all I can ask for. You know what? I'm sure that's what your folks said. we don't care if it's good or not, man. We just want you to put your best foot forward.
You know, my mother is like every mother's supportive to a fault, but my dad, and he's supportive in his own way, but I remember when I first started playing, like his words of advice after a show, he came up and said, "Son, you got to play stuff people know and like." That was it.
He wants you to play covers all the time?
Well, no, just whatever I do, like if I'm right, just make sure to play stuff people like.
So, that's a good
idea. Good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. Most of the people who try to play stuff that people hate, they don't make it in the industry very long.
No. That's true.
Why are you playing this one? Because I know everybody will hate it. Man, good plan. We have breaking news, says Aaron out of Oklahoma City. Aaron?
Hey, guys. I'm actually in Tulsa, but just got an update. Russell Westbrook is out indefinitely. He's going to have surgery on his knee that he hurt in game one the other night. He's got a torn meniscus in his knee, and he's out indefinitely.
Are you sure about this?
I am positive.
Would you bet your firstborn child on this information?
Yeah. Go to newson6.com.
Then if it's legitimate news, let me try it again, okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Let's go to Aaron, who is our man in Oklahoma. Aaron, what do you have for us?
Russell Westbrook is out indefinitely with torn meniscus in his right knee that he hurt in game one in the second quarter. Reported on newson6.com here in Tulsa.
That is horrible news. Thank you very much. Tragic news, and the guy that called up and bet me earlier that Oklahoma City would beat Miami in the finals probably wants to rethink that particular bet.
That would probably be a good idea. You know, Westbrook's streaky, they're definitely going to miss him.
I would think that's a safe bet. He is one of the great get-your-own-shot kind of guys in the league.
Yeah.
He's pretty freakish, but wow, that's a huge blow without a doubt and without Harden. If Kevin Durant can average 75 a game, they may win a couple more, but other than that, they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate the heads up.
All right, guys.
And according to Big Baby in the producer booth, this is also being supported by the Washington Post. Not that I need more than Aaron, the caller, on line one. Big Baby doubts everything. Sport Clips MVP experience. Get one today. Precision haircut every time. If you got a big show this weekend and you want to look your best to make mom and dad happy, put on clean underwear and go to Sport Clips and get a precision haircut, a massaging shampoo in case you're a little nervous before the big show, legendary hot steam towel treatment, and nothing says relaxation like that, and a relaxing neck and shoulder massage. It's great value, and that alone is a stress reliever in and of itself. America's haircut place for men and boys, it is Sport Clips. They also have Guy Smart Stylists, and you can watch the NFL draft this weekend if you go in there and get your hair did.
That's a lot of good things.
And you don't need an appointment, Matt.
You just walk right on in?
Yeah, buddy. When you're a music guy, you don't have time to make appointments. You guys walk around like you own the joint anyway.
You're telling me.
Yes.
I can just walk in this place.
Yes.
Get my hair cut.
Word.
Have all those great things happen.
Without a doubt.
Neck
watch
massage.
Sports on TV.
Absolutely.
And walk out.
That's it. You should pay before you leave. Because otherwise your relaxing experience turns into a criminal activity, and that's bad.
Are you in?
I'm in.
All
okay.
right.
I'm in.
Me too.
Okay, I have I'm going to do entertainment in 60 seconds or less because we're going to play some Matt Stell music, and we're going to play many more clips that Randy was kind enough to bring in from the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History. Do they get real touchy if I only call it the Pryor Center?
No, it's fine.
Good, because the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History, it's not clunky, but it's just kind of a long name.
It's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
Pryor Center.
Yes. Speaking of, are you going to take me to lunch after this?
I thought you were taking me to lunch.
Fine, good.
Okay.
Done. Okay, here we go. Real quick, entertainment news, and then we will move along, because I do want to get the Whole Zone Rewind in, too. It's a crazy week. Unbelievable news from the world of entertainment. You guys may freak out about this, and as a musician, you're going to be offended by this. In tallying her 10th leader, that's what the story says. I don't know what that means. This is from Billboard.com. Rihanna has passed Katy Perry for the most toppers in the chart's 20-year history.
Wow.
Rihanna becomes the first artist in the 20-year history of Billboard's Nielsen BDS-based Pop Songs Radio Airplay chart, it's a little specific, to tally 10 number ones as Stay, her latest offering.
That's a lot.
Yep, has moved up. She has now broken a tie with Katy Perry, who had 9 number ones since her 2008 arrival. And anyway, so congratulations to Rihanna. The headline I saw was
that
Rihanna.
That was awesome.
Rihanna scores her 10th hit, presumably none from Chris Brown.
Oh.
Big news. We talked about Jay-Z earlier and the fact that the Pigskin Preacher said they should do the Nets that he's a part owner of should have No Sleep Till on the front and Brooklyn on the back, which I like the idea. But he also has, of course, a management company. And Jay-Z has signed a new addition to his company. It is Skylar Diggins, the cutest cutie pie that ever played female basketball. She plays for the Tulsa Shock, or at least she signed with the Tulsa Shock. Are you familiar with Skylar Diggins, the Notre Dame grad? She's a Notre Dame grad, she's a spectacular baller, and she's a cutie
pie. And she's the second best-looking player in the WNBA. Darren, my guitar player, and I have gone round and round about this between her and Elena Deladon. I'm a Deladon man.
Yeah.
He is a Skylar Diggins
She's
man.
Freakishly big and
not
tall.
Not freakishly, but she's like 6'3".
No. She's like 6'6 or 7. She's not quite Brittany Griner, but she's huge. She may be 6'5". I'll meet you in the middle.
Okay.
She's 6'5".
I'll take it.
I guess for a guy, I'm with you. Skylar Diggins all the way.
You're the only person that we've encountered that agree. This is ridiculous.
Skylar Diggins is so much hotter than Elena Deladon.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well,
right
plus
now.
She's a Notre Dame grad, and I'm sure the academic success at Delaware is impressive.
Delaware is a great school.
It's
the Harvard of Delaware.
Come on, Joe Flacco. It's the Harvard of Delaware. I bet it's not even in the top 10 schools in Delaware.
Hey, did you know that, well, I don't need to take up your time right now, but while we're talking about schools, the Harvard of the Midwest.
We're just goofing around here. I don't even know what we're doing.
The Harvard of the Midwest, where I went to, got my undergraduate and played basketball, won the national championship this year, Drew University. So I got to be a huge part of that.
I love
cool.
Drew.
Yeah.
What's the mascot?
The Panthers.
Darn
Drew
right there.
Panthers.
Last night I saw Oblivion. Chef recommends. WWE star Cody Rhodes wants to take on a member of that particular motion picture. Wants to wrestle him. Do you know WWE star Cody Rhodes, Randy?
Do not.
Oh, come on. You know you do. Cody Rhodes wants to wrestle. Not Tom Cruise. Morgan Freeman. When asked which celebrity liked to wrestle, he said, Morgan Freeman, because I feel like I could win because he's old. Although I'm sure he's tough. But then we could sell it, and he could narrate the match like he narrates everything. He could explain everything because he's such a great storyteller. He could tell the story of me beating him. That would be wonderful. It's pretty funny.
I like that one.
Okay, I've actually been saving this all week. We never got around to it earlier in the week, but I'm excited about it, and I'm going to make it quick. I think we've gone over our 60-second allotment, but I'm going to share this one last story, and then we'll move on. You know what? I'm not even going to do it. It can wait. Moving on. I have a vanilla ice story. Sorry, it's going to have to wait till next week now. Okay, Jordan and Mom Mel wants to weigh in on the Skylar Diggins argument now.
All right.
Jordan?
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents. Skylar Diggins, hands down.
Thank you.
Well, let me just tell y'all, we can go to the bar together because we're not going to be hitting on the same.
But first of all, I'm going to guess those two chicks don't have any interest in guys around here. They're looking for maybe, you know, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies.
What? Why would you?
I know.
We're living in pretend fantasy land here.
And, you know what? Good point.
And
you
I
and
like
your boy,
it there.
You and Jordan go out and you two double date. I love the way that goes down. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, this is an easy one. And I guess, you know what? Part of it is the fact that I have some ill will towards Elena Deladon.
How so?
Because she was part of the Delaware team that knocked UALR out of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's
you may
right.
remember.
That is
so
right.
I'll never forgive her for that. But anyway, Jordan, thanks for the call. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for being right. Joe.
Dude.
What's up?
Ain't nothing wrong with 6'3 legs. Yeah. I like Texas legs. This Joe's all Little Rock.
Joe, yeah. North Little Rock, you ever dated a girl 6'3"?
Yeah, it's like nice sizzles. Ain't nothing wrong with
them.
Damn,
man.
Bye.
We're awesome. Talking about the difference between, like, they're both
spectacularly
yeah. attractive.
But no, that's
gonna,
like.
We're going to rank one.
No, that's like arguing between, and I do not mean this is an analogy to women
yeah.
at all,
this
but between, like, if you go to a steak place and they say, would you like a ribeye or filet? You can't go wrong. That's
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Piece of meat, yeah.
No, I didn't mean it like that, though.
But that's how it came off.
I know. See, okay, maybe bad analogy. It was short notice.
That's just true.
Okay, that's like you picking between your first favorite song and your second favorite song. Both great?
Perhaps. Okay.
Better
That'll
analogy?
Work. That'll
Better?
Work. Yeah. I like it.
And not in any way sexist.
No.
I'm waiting for Bill Vickery on the hotline now to call up and talk to me about how I'm a misogynist and a sexist. But
well.
I'm not, so anyway. Yeah. All right, we're going to get into some of this music in a minute. You do play tomorrow night, though, so give them the basic nuts and bolts, and we'll get into some of the music here in a minute.
Tomorrow night, Saturday, Rev Room.
Yes.
We play with Swamp Bird. They're opening the show. They're great from here in town. It's $8 presale, like if you get them today, pretty much, and then $10 at the door. And, you know, I really hesitate to say that we sort of get labeled as a country band. I love country music and everything. But a lot of times when you say that, you assume a certain things about a band, you know?
Yeah, George Jones died today. I don't think about you and George Jones in the same vein.
Right. Now, I love George Jones. And by the way, if you're on Twitter and you're talking about George Jones, Possum starts with a freaking O. It does not start with a P. It's driving me crazy. Whatever. Anyway.
Hey, spell check. You ought to go out with Skylar Diggins. You know, she's a great student. She went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, Elena Deladon majored in spelling at Delaware. Scored real high marks.
Well, the sad thing is spelling is probably a major at Delaware.
Hey, when you're Skylar, you don't, or when you're Elena Deladon, you don't, like, she's got enough going for her.
Look, they're in the WNBA now, and they're both pretty, and they're going to sign a bunch of endorsement deals. I mean, Jay-Z represents Skylar, so they're not worried about spelling. They're worried about zeros at the end of their paycheck.
That's right.
They're
numbers.
All good.
They're
yes.
numbers people.
Exactly. Go on.
But no, so anyway.
Opossum.
The opossum.
The O is silent, no. Kind of like the D in Django.
Exactly.
It's not De Django. The D is silent.
Right, like the G in Gnome.
Ethan says, Brittany Griner isn't going to hit on you guys either. Yeah, that's a good point, Ethan. You know what? Fair point. Yeah, came out last week, speaking of coming out, that Brittany Griner is gay. In other news last week, sky blue, water wet. Moving on.
Did you know that if you're a very successful athlete at Baylor, that you have to have a certain haircut? Because Brittany Griner and RG3 had the same haircut, and I think it's a top down thing from administration. They do.
And my steak analogy was out of line.
I'm just saying they have the same haircut. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say it looked bad.
They both wear bow ties. I saw that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, her sexuality never even thought about it. It never even occurred to me.
No, she
didn't even
think
about it. And then I saw her on the set. They did this big, like, they did the car wash deal at ESPN where they do all the different shows. So it was Elena Deladon, dressed very beautifully, big, tall, stoic blonde, kind of like Brigitte Nielsen, except way better looking and without an accent. And then you had Skylar Diggins, who's an angel. Mm-hmm. And then you had Brittany Griner, who had, like, a bow tie on. I'm thinking, well, that's weird. Never seen a chick in a bow tie before.
Yeah. I think not to just objectify women, but
do it in addition to other things,
right,
though.
Right. I never thought about Brittany Griner in those terms. Like, she's pretty asexual to me. Like, she's just the most dominant women's basketball player ever, and she's fantastic.
See, I honestly, when I think of Skylar Diggins, the first thing I don't think wow, that chick is super hot. I think this girl is fantastic basketball player.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, Brittany Griner, she could play with the dude. I think Skylar Diggins would do better playing against guys than I think Brittany Griner would do. Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah.
Get on board. Okay, we're going to go back. We're going through history. Randy is here. We are looking back on some different things through the history of Arkansas sports. You'll enjoy this. You're a big sports fan.
Indeed, I am.
We just got through the most painful period in Arkansas sports history, 1969, the shootout. Mm. Moving on, 1971. Randy, this is back when the Liberty Bowl was a big-time bowl.
Apparently so. I didn't realize
all
this,
the big stars came in.
This is really groovy.
Yeah.
71, and it's also very bizarre. When you have Nipsey Russell and Doc Severinsen interviewing the kickers from both Arkansas and Tennessee, and this is a preview of the Liberty Bowl.
It's all part of a fantastic fun week in Memphis. And Nipsey Russell adds his humor.
I say seek for knowledge. Go to a college. Stay there until you are through. If they can make penicillin out of moldy cheese, they can make something out of you.
Liberty Bowl participants, thrill to Doc Severinsen's Las Vegas Review.
I don't know who that is. I think that was Star Wars.
Too.
You couldn't get a decent jazz flute player to come in for the Liberty Bowl now.
Nipsey preview Monday's game with place kickers Bill McClard of Arkansas on the right and George Hunt of Tennessee.
Man, what a game that was. I couldn't believe it.
But kicking, you're always under the pressure. It's only when they can't move the ball by throwing it or running it that they call you in.
It's like y'all, what pressure? If you make it, you make it. If you miss it, you miss it. That's the only way to look at it. I mean, there's really no pressure.
Well, you can't think about missing anything. I know if I think about missing a note on a trumpet, that one's missed.
Can the holder help or throw you?
The holders can make a lot of difference. Holders can make an awful lot of difference. Well, I tell you, they can make you or break you.
If it comes down to a field goal tomorrow and you miss it, then and
there'll be pressure.
And the game's up, there'll be pressure when you get back on lock.
Yeah, there'll be some pressure.
So, yeah, McClard did hit two field goals that game, but Arkansas lost.
Look who's on line one, Randy. We were just talking about her. This is, welcome to the zone. Who's this?
This is Brittany Griner.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Justin Akery. I don't know who you are, but you keep talking about me, and I will dunk on you.
All right.
And I didn't want to play with the guys.
You didn't?
No, Mark Cuban made me mad.
Why?
Because he wanted to draft me to see if I could play with the guys.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, moving on. Lou Holtz.
Yes, when he resigned.
Quote unquote. You're making those funny
quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah, this is December of 83.
I've written up a statement here, but haven't had a chance to do it in its final form, but I'll try to get through it as best I can. God tells us in Ecclesiastes, Chapter 3, verse 5. There's a time for everything. Time to kill, a time to heal, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Now I feel it's the appropriate time for me to resign from the University of Arkansas. There are many different ways to resign, but none of them are very easy. But hopefully this one will be done and reported in a positive manner. The reasons for my resignation are personal. I do not wish to delve into them at this time. I wish to thank the administration, the coaches, friends, and Razorback fans for 7 enjoyable years, which I'll cherish also. The people of this state are responsible for my improvement as a person, a husband, a father, and in my religious beliefs. My faith in God had not grown while I was here. I'm not certain I could handle this situation. I am sorry I cannot personally say goodbye to our athletes and coaches and tell them how much I love them and appreciate them. I wish them nothing but the very best in their future endeavors, but I would hope that they know this already. I leave here with a firm belief in the University of Arkansas and its future.
I hope
my resignation will allow the fans to come together for one common goal, and that is to allow the University of Arkansas to continue to have one of the better football programs in the country. I've always believed that this institution is a great one, and I hope that the prospects that are already committed to the University of Arkansas will honor that commitment. I hope the people that planned on visiting the University of Arkansas will continue to do so. This is a great place to be. The same great qualities that I've been trying to sell in the University of Arkansas are still here, and this university is totally committed to excellence. I would recommend it to anybody.
Quoted a bird song in there. I like that.
Yeah.
I bet you $5 that microphone was drenched in spit after he got done saying Ecclesiastes.
Had to be tossed
out.
Well,
I think that's what caused the audio problem with the whole thing.
We didn't have the whole clip there. There was a great segment in there where he talked about his relationship with David Basil and how meaningful it would be.
Wished he could tell him goodbye.
Yes, for years to come, how much he's going to miss that old David Basil, number 53. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is being widely reported now. Patrick Beverley has done something that no one else in the NBA has been able to do, and that's stop Russell Westbrook. The only good news is we don't have to look at those stupid glasses and goofy outfits for the rest of the playoffs.
Or the stink eye.
Evil eye. Cover any Birds tunes?
Yeah, we do. We cover a lot of Birds tunes.
All of them.
All your favorites.
Any Flock of Seagulls?
Every band
Black Crowes?
That's about a bird, we cover. Yeah, the Eagles.
Matt Stell is here. He's at the Rev Room this weekend. We'll play some items off of his album before we get out of here today. We've got Zone Rewind coming up and much more from the Pryor Center. I don't know if we're going to be able to get all this in today, Randy, but we do have a couple of Arkansas legends. Comments from Frank Broyles from 1983 talking about...
Well, he came out right after Holtz left.
Wait a minute.
Same news conference. Okay.
He spoke.
Yes.
Okay. We just got done talking about Brittany Griner. Just saying.
That would be news.
And then we got some stand-ups from Paul Eels, who, when Paul Eels had an issue with his stand-ups, he responded a little differently than most of us in the reporting biz
do. Especially you.
Me and A.J. Clemente, the guy who just got canned in the Dakotas. 12:27 in the zone. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, by the way, as I head into the break, can I mention? Of course I can. Thanks for mentioning. Landers Chevy. Say what's happening. Hey, Landers Chevy. Exit 121. You know where it is. Benton, Arkansas. Maybe you've heard of it. Saline County. Scenic and beautiful. Even on a gray day like this, get down there and get yourself a deal. Oil changes for $29.95 on most makes and models. Free front-end alignment check. Absolutely. And a 27-point inspection and free battery. Check out the all-new Landers Chevrolet. And did you know that Landers Chevrolet sells tires? I bet you didn't. You can buy there for a free quote on tires and get your car tuned up right at Landers Chevrolet, Benton, Arkansas, online at LandersChevrolet.com. And you can call them at 888-315-2438. And, of course, they also sell brand-new Chevrolets as well at Landers Chevrolet. Check out the all-new Chevy Traverse.